Penguin Random House Audio presents The Truth According to Ember by Danica Nava. Read for you by Sienna East. For every Indigenous woman who has ever felt invisible, I see you. I am you. Chapter 1. I was not always a liar. I mean, sure. White lies were inevitable. I told them all the time. My habit of lying started with a simple, yes, that beaded keychain is really pretty, to my best friend Joanna when we were 15. It was a vomit green lizard, and it was an insult to lizards everywhere. The keychain looked demented, all lumpy with gaps where beads should have been, but I lied through my teeth. What was I supposed to do? Tell her the truth and have her stop beating altogether? I couldn't do that to her. My little fib meant a lot to her, and I realized my words had an impact when she gifted the keychain to me that same Christmas with a little note that read, "Thank you for believing in me." That ugly little lizard, in all its garish glory, still lived on my keyring. It was so ugly, I was convinced that it could ward off evil. It was my little lucky charm and my most prized possession. Joanna ended up finding success with her beadwork. As the years went on, her ambitious designs served as a stable source of income, so I'd argue that my first white lie was a good one. Sometimes, I lied because it was just easier. Who had time to get into the weeds of things? Just a teensy tiny fib to save someone's feelings, or hide my own, did a lot to keep my sanity. I wasn't a pathological liar by any stretch of the imagination. It wasn't like I would lie and say I was someone that I wasn't, and not everything I said was a whopper. I wasn't a con artist trying to pull one over on people. I was just Ember Lee Cardinal, a sometimes liar, but mostly an overall good person. But this lying business did get out of hand. I recognized that. I want to say for the record that if faced with the choice between plunging the toilets of an old and dingy, but well-loved, bowling alley for the rest of your life, and the opportunity to dramatically change your circumstances with a few cleverly crafted lies, you would do it too. If an itty-bitty fabrication was the difference between barely keeping a roof over your head or having a stable career with growth, it was a no-brainer. I wasn't going to be slaving away disinfecting 15-year-old rental bowling shoes forever. Nope. I was changing my destiny. I was going to be an accountant. Not like the accountants going viral on TikTok, but a real number-crunching, invoice-consolidating, checkbook-balancing accountant for a company with a high salary. Not some job that paid $7.25 an hour, but a salary with benefits. No one in my family had ever had a salary before, and when we were sick, we would have to take a whole day off work and wait in line at the clinic, missing an entire day's pay. Private health insurance was on the table. Who was I? An accountant, that's who. Kind of. Accountant adjacent? I took an intro to accounting class at the community college. It was enough to get an entry-level job, I knew that. And somehow, I still couldn't land any job interviews. I'd put in so many applications and gotten zilch in return. That was how I ended up here. Desperation makes good people do bad things. Order 19, I yelled over the crashing sound of the bowling balls rolling down the freshly waxed pine lanes, knocking down pins. Not a single interview request? Joanna, my best friend, roommate, and coworker asked as she dumped a new jar of pickled jalapenos into the black Cambro for our patrons. I handed the artificial nacho cheese-covered chips to two teenagers on a date. It smelled like burnt rubber. We probably should have stopped selling it today, but Bobby Dean was cheap. Not since you asked me this morning, I grumbled. She meant well. Joanna was an artist, and this gig at Bobby Dean's bowling alley was perfect for her creative schedule. She made extra cash selling her jewelry, and she was so talented that sometimes people bought her stuff straight off her ears. It didn't hurt that she was smoking hot, with her dark hair cropped to her shoulders, with vibrant purple ends standing out against her tan skin. I, on the other hand, was not artistically inclined. My earning more money would take my leaving this place and getting a real career. I like numbers and security, so accounting seemed like the best choice. How many rejections is that then? 20? She wasn't looking at me as she wiped up some of the jalapeno brine off the counter. 37, I corrected, and wished to creator that I was kidding. I had a teacher once who told me if I applied myself, I could go far. I did apply myself. Quite literally, I applied to every job I could find online. I received 37 rejections, all iterations of the same email. We regret to inform you that we have reviewed your application and decided to go with a candidate who would be a better fit. What did that even mean? These were entry-level jobs that paid a few dollars more an hour than what I was making in the bowling alley. With every rejection, it was getting harder to believe they weren't auto-rejecting my application because I sounded like I came straight off the reservation. Which I did. My name was a pretty common Oki name. My high school was in Ada, right in the middle of Indian country. But I felt like those shitasses hadn't even bothered reading my application or my cover letter. I was honest, mostly. I wanted to learn and grow. Did any of that matter? Not when you were Indian, apparently. Something we could call ourselves, but rubbed us the wrong way when non-natives tried to foist the inaccurate label onto us. E! Joanna cried. And there it was, the pity, the tone of, why are you doing this? The cry of outrage for putting myself in this type of situation. I rolled my eyes, bracing myself for the same conversation I'd had a million times. It's going to be fine, I said, and before she could try to convince me to give up, I walked off to start refilling the napkin dispensers. She followed me around the counter, dodging a few men and their beers. I was shoving the tiny napkins into one of the silver dispensers when Joanna pushed the others away and invaded my space, leaning against the counter, casual confidence in all her indigenous glory. Each of her fingers had a silver and gemstone ring, and her wrists were stacked with beaded bracelets that jingled as she tapped her chin in thought, drawing attention to her full lips. She was tall and commanding and didn't take shit from anybody, including me. I believe you. You are always the smartest kid in our classes, and you've been dealt some shitty hands. Why don't you wait to apply for these jobs until you finish more of the accounting classes? She asked. I need to be making more money now to pay for those classes. Sarcasm laced my voice as I mimicked her casual stance. I could give you a loan. Her exaggerated tone put mine to shame. No, it's not your fault that... Stop. Talking about the rejections, I could handle. I was not going to get into it again about my brother Sage and the reason I was broke. Joanna knew, and I knew, that he'd lost my money. Talking more about it wouldn't help me right now. I needed forward-moving action. I reached around her to grab one of the discarded napkin holders. Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to help you. I know, I sighed, and punched the napkins into their place harder than was needed. All this would be easier if I was white. Why would you say something stupid like that? I said it to be flippant, but lights and bells went off in my head like a jackpot win at the slots in the casino. Ding, ding, ding. There was a possible solution to my problems. Joanna! We have to be proud of who we are and where we come from. Don't buy into the colonizers' propaganda. Yeah, 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 I grabbed her shoulders. Listen to me. The napkins and customers around us were forgotten. Fuck's sake, what? I'm just gonna be white. Your dad is white. She looked beyond confused. Exactly, so it's not really a lie. I'm just going to check the Caucasian box on the applications. Does that really matter? Let's see. You also don't have any accounting experience on your resume. She extracted my hands from her. So what? I do all the register balancing here, and I help you and my auntie with your online taxes. Joanna's face brightened. She finally understood where my mind was at. I can be your reference. Her smile lit up my entire world. Some people have private bookkeepers to handle all their business stuff. You're hired. Now, it's not technically a lie. This is brilliant. Why didn't I think of this before? Because you are playing as if the game was fair. Everyone lies on their resume. Play by everyone else's rules. Joanna was excited, and it was infectious. You know, she continued, we aren't the only ones who answer the phone around here. You can be the bookkeeper for Bobby Dean, too. I can also be your reference here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?